So today's class will be given by His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your valuable association and your services. I hand over the call to you. You can take over. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Priti Vilasini Mataji, for this opportunity to serve all of you.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Before we start our Chaitanya Charitamrita class, let us very sincerely offer our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Sri Krishna, who appear as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Narasimha Dev, because we just got the very good and encouraging news that His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj's liver and kidney transplant surgeries have been successful, and Maharaj is recovering in the hospital where he will be there for another month, and we will continue to pray for Guru Maharaj so that by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Narasimha Dev, His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj makes a full recovery and comes out of the hospital safe and sound, so that he can carry on with the most amazing and unparalleled services that he is rendering on this earth planet for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, His beloved Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So let us just chant Narasimha prayers to offer our gratitude to Lord Narasimha Dev so that he continues to protect Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. Shri Narasimha, Jaya Narasimha, Jaya Jaya Shri Narasimha Dev. Praladesha, Jaya Padma, Mukha Padma Bhringa. Om Ugraviram Mahavishnu, Jvalantam Sarvato Mukham. Narasimham Bhishanam Bhadram, Mrutyur Mrutyum Namamiham. Ugropi anugraevayam swabhaktanam narakeshari keshari vasvapotanam annesham ugravikrama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 21, verse number 73. I think we will be doing 4 or 5 verses today until we reach a verse with a purport. Verse number 73. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining.
Yoda hate brahma rudra adikara estavana bada kripa korila prabhu dekhaila charana.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
With folded hands, all the Brahmas and Shivas began to offer prayers unto Lord Krishna, saying, O Lord, you have shown me a great favor. I have been able to see your lotus feet.
Verse number 74.
ভাগ্যমোরে বোলাইলা দাস অঙ্গীকারি কোন আজ্ঞা হয় তাহা
করি শিরে ধারি। ট্রান্সলেশন:
অল অফ দেম দেন সেড, ইট ইজ মাই গ্রেট ফরচুন লর্ড দ্যাট ইউ হ্যাভ কল্ড মি, থিঙ্কিং অফ মি অ্যাজ ইয়োর সার্ভেন্ট, নাও লেট মি নো হোয়াট ইয়োর অর্ডার ইজ সো দ্যাট আই মে ক্যারি ইট অন মাই হেডস।
কৃষ্ণ কহে তোমা সবা দেখিতে চিত্ত হইলা তাহা লাগি একথানি সবা বলাইলা। ট্রান্সলেশন: লর্ড কৃষ্ণ রিপ্লাইড,
সিন্স আই ওয়ান্টেড টু সি অল অফ ইউ টুগেদার আই হ্যাভ কল্ড অল অফ ইউ হিয়ার। সুখী হও সবে কিছু নাহি দৈত্য ভয় তারা কহে তোমার প্রসাদ সর্বত্র জয়া। অল অফ ইউ শুড বি হ্যাপি, ইজ দেয়ার এনি ফিয়ার ফ্রম দ্য ডিমন্স?
দে রিপ্লাইড, বাই ইয়োর মার্সি উই আর ভিক্টোরিয়াস এভরিওয়্যার। ভার্স নম্বর 77:
সম্প্রতি পৃথিবীতে এবা হইয়া চিল ভার অবতীর্ণ হনা তাহা করিলা সমহার।
ট্রান্সলেশন: হোয়াট এভার বার্ডেন ওয়াজ অপন দ্য আর্থ ইউ হ্যাভ টেকন অ্যাওয়ে বাই ডিসেন্ডিং টু দ্যাট প্ল্যানেট। ভার্স নম্বর 78:
দ্বারকাদি বিভূতারা এইতা প্রমাণ আমারি ব্রহ্মাণ্ডে কৃষ্ণ সাবার হইলা জ্ঞান।
ট্রান্সলেশন:
দিস ইজ দ্য প্রুফ অফ দ্বারকাজ ওপুলেন্স, অল দ্য ব্রহ্মাস থট কৃষ্ণ ইজ নাও স্টেইং ইন মাই জুরিসডিকশন।
লাস্ট ভার্স ফর টুডে, উই উইল স্টপ হিয়ার। ভার্স নম্বর 79:
কৃষ্ণ সহ দ্বারকা বৈভব অনুভব হইলা একত্র মিলনে কেহা কাহো না দেখিলা।
ট্রান্সলেশন: দাস দ্য অপুলেন্স অফ দ্বারকা ওয়াজ পারসিভড বাই ইচ অ্যান্ড এভরি ওয়ান অফ দেম, অল দো দে ওয়ার অল অ্যাসেম্বল টুগেদার নো ওয়ান কুড সি এনি ওয়ান বট হিমসেলফ। পারপোর্ট বাই শিল প্রভুপাদ:
The four-headed Brahma perceived the opulence of Dwarka Dham, where Krishna was staying, and although there were Brahmas present having 10 to 10 million heads, and although many Lord Shivas were also assembled, only the four-headed Brahma of this universe could see all of them. By the inconceivable potency of Krishna, the others could not see one another. Although all the Brahmas and Shivas were assembled together, due to Krishna's energy, they could not meet or talk among themselves individually.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam স্থাপিতম ইয়েন ভূতলে স্বয়ং রূপ কদামহ্যম দদাতি স্বপদান্তিকম বন্দেহম শ্রীগুরুঃ শ্রীযুতা পদকমলম শ্রীগুরুন বৈষ্ণবাংশ্চ শ্রীরূপম সাগরজাতাম সহগণা রঘুনাথান্বিতম তম সজীবম সাদ্বৈতম সাবধূতম পরিজনা সহিতম কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য দেবম শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ পদান সহগণা ললিতা শ্রী বিশাখান্বিতাংশ্চ নম ওম বিষ্ণুপাদায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে জয় পতাকা স্বামীন ইতি নামিনে নম ওম বিষ্ণুপাদায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামীন ইতি নামিনে নমস্তে सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एवच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेमा प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरात्विसे नमः। पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण।
आई बाउ डाउन एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ ऑल ऑफ यू माय डियर वैष्णवाज एंड वैष्णवीज एंड आई सीक योर ब्लेसिंग्स so that by the power of your blessings for the next few minutes, I may become temporarily empowered to serve all of you on this conference call today by speaking in glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, His many incarnations and His unlimited devotees. Krishna has so many devotees in the spiritual world, unlimited. Krishna has unlimited devotees with him in the spiritual world. But this material world, people are distracted. Living entities have turned away from Krishna. Therefore, Krishna, from time to time, himself descends. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. And when he comes for dharma sansthapana, to establish the yuga dharma, Nam Sankirtan. Nam Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukkhakshamanas Tam Namami Harimparam. The last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. When Krishna established Harinam Sankirtan in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many devotees came with him from the spiritual world to assist him so that this dharma that he has done sthapana, he has established this dharma, it continues. It continues for many more years in Kali Yuga. Not just continues, but it grows. Srila Prabhupada is one such devotee who was sent by Radha and Krishna, who was sent by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who is Radha and Krishna combined. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. He was sent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to reclaim the lost conditioned souls.
यदि पापी धर्म छाड़ी दूरे देश आया
लोचनदास ठाकुर कोट्स द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज सेइंग दिस इट्स अ कोटेशन
यदि पापी धर्म छाड़ी दूरे देश आया मोरा सेनापति भक्त
That if in the future the sinful people, papi, if they give up religion, if they give up real dharma,
savaipum saparo dharmo yatho bhaktir adhokshaje ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati.
Real dharma is bhakti. Bhaktir adhokshaje. Adhokshaje is Krishna. Krishna bhakti is the real dharma. But when the sinful people will give up this real dharma of Krishna consciousness and they will go to the faraway countries, away from Bharat Bhumi.
Yadi papi dharma chadi dure deshe yaya.
Yaya means to go. If they go to dure deshe, faraway countries, abandoning dharma.
Mora senapati bhakta.
At that time, my senapati bhakta.
Tathayaya.
He will also go there. To the western countries. Paschatya deshatarine. So Srila Prabhupada was predicted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. There is praman, there is evidence in the scriptures. Lochandas Thakur gives this evidence. Who was an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. So Prabhupada was such a great soul who had come from the spiritual world, the ambassador of Goloka Vrindavan. He had come from there. Just like if we are in the US and the ambassador of India comes here. So he is representing India. He is coming from India. He is a citizen of India. He is born and brought up in India. And he has come here on a particular mission. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada is not of this world. He is an ambassador of Goloka Vrindavan. He is a citizen of Goloka Vrindavan. And he has come here to give us the message of Krishna. That Krishna is calling all of us. Krishna wants all of us now to return. And this is the opportunity. Because Krishna has himself come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and inaugurated Nam Sankirtan. Let us participate in this Nam Sankirtan movement. And let us go back home, back to Godhead. And to assist Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent many of his intimate devotees. Param Pujya Srila Jayapata Goswami Maharaj is one such transcendental personalities. Therefore we pray for the sake of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, for the sake of our ISKCON, which is a branch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tree. We pray to Krishna, that Krishna, in Golok Vrindavan, you have so many devotees. Please have mercy on us. This material world of yours needs pure devotees to purify us, to guide us. So give us some more time, if you so desire, please. Give us some more time. Our spiritual master has not finished. his mission yet. So we can only pray to Krishna. Krishna is independent. Ultimately, we all have to bow down in front of Krishna's desire. But as his servants, servant of his servants, we can simply pray and beg. Please, Krishna, let ISKCON flourish. Let bhakti flourish in this world. Let the golden period of this Kali Yuga be built on a strong foundation. Please. So we can simply continue our prayers. Krishna likes his devotees to come together, united. That is what we are reading in today's verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is relating this very wonderful Leela where our Brahmaji, Chaturmukha Brahma, was called to Dwarka. And when he came, he saw that there were many Brahmas. He only had 4 heads, but other Brahmas had minimum 10 heads, up to 10 million heads. How it is possible? Krishna's transcendental Achintya Shakti. But this was manifested specifically for our Brahma, so that he could see what is the opulence of Krishna, what is the greatness of Krishna. The other Brahmas, other Shivas could not see each other, but our Chaturmukha Brahma could see. So Krishna manifested this Leela just for the sake of our Brahma, four-headed Brahma, so that he could see, he could get that realization and he could become purified. But Krishna simply says, I called this meeting because I wanted to see all of you together. What can we understand from this? Krishna gets immense pleasure by seeing that his devotees are together. We are united in our purpose. And what is our purpose? Atha pumbir dvija shreshtha varnashrama vibhagasha sanushishtasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam. Our united purpose, our common aim, common goal, the point of our focus, central point, is samsiddhir haritoshanam, as described in Srimad Bhagavatam in this verse. Pleasing Krishna is our main business. And when we work together in Krishna consciousness, united, Krishna becomes pleased. We should all remember this and try our best to fulfill this desire of Krishna. And then Krishna inquires about the welfare of all the Brahmas and Shivas. Are the Daityas troubling you? Are you all okay? Do you need any help? And the Brahmas and the Shivas, they all offer their gratitude to Krishna that no, whatever burden was there, you appeared and you have removed all the burden. We are all happy. So in this way, Krishna is always concerned about the welfare of his devotees. And Krishna's devotees are always concerned about Krishna's welfare. Spiritual relationships are reciprocal. They are a two-way street. Krishna is concerned about the welfare of his devotees and the devotees are concerned about Krishna's welfare. How sweet is that? So today we will discuss two stories of two personalities who appear to be very different, my dear friends. Let us analyze this. There are Brahmas with 4 heads and there are Brahmas with 10 million heads. What is 10 million? Not 100, not 1,000, not 10,000, not 100,000, not million. 10 million heads. How anatomically physiologically that is possible. Our tiny human brain cannot fathom. But just because our brain cannot fathom, that doesn't mean that it is not possible. If 100 years ago, we were to tell someone that, yeah, there is a small plastic instrument that you will be having in your hand, and you just, it will have a glass screen, and you press it with the tip of your finger, and immediately, within seconds, you can talk to someone in America, in Africa, in India. In fact, you know what? Without any wires or anything, you can actually see them in real time. There will be something called as FaceTime. There will be something called as iPhone, where in real time, you can sit in America and your family can be in India and you can talk to them real time. Nobody would have believed. 50 years ago, nobody would have believed. But now we take it for granted. We use it every day. So 100 years ago, the human brain could not fathom what an iPhone or FaceTime app is. But now slowly, it is a reality. This is simply on the mundane material plane of the eight elements. Bhumi rapor nalo vayur kham mano buddhi revacha ahankariti amme bhinna prakriti ashtada. They're talking about the bhinna prakriti, the inferior material prakriti. These things are possible. What to speak of Krishna's spiritual potency? What can the spiritual potency manifest? So it's inconceivable. Achintya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu termed it, achintya. We cannot understand. So these Brahmas are so much different from each other. Someone has four heads, someone has 10 million heads. But still, they have the same seva, they have the same devotion, and they are equally exalted spiritually. Similarly, in our society, there are devotees who may appear completely different. But we are one in purpose. Whether we are a sannyasi, whether we are vanprasht, whether we are grahastha or brahmachari, whether we are rich or we are poor, whether we are black or white or brown or mixed, whether we are educated, uneducated, rich, poor, doesn't matter. Prabhupada did not make distinctions. Prabhupada had millionaire disciples like Ambarish Prabhu and Giriraj Maharaj. And he had penniless hippies from the street who became devotees also. So spiritual world is full of variety. And today, the two stories we will discuss, if we analyze it, is so sweet. Externally, these two personalities appear to be completely different. Yesterday was the disappearance day of Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj and Raghunandan Thakur. Did someone talk about them yesterday? Priti Vilasini Mataji? Can someone say? Was it already discussed? If so, I don't know. I will talk about something else.
Prabhuji, morning, actually Mahavishnu Prabhu talk about little bit Raghunandana Thakur, but not Vamsidas.
About Raghunandana Thakur he spoke, and then not about, was Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj discussed?
Yes, he talked little bit about Raghunandana Thakur in the morning class, Bhagavatam.
Okay. So did he talk about his pastimes with his deities?
Yes, that past time he talked.
Which one?
That more how he offered the food and then that Indians, and then Krishna came and eat, Gopinath came and eat the prasadam.
No, that is Raghunandan Thakur. But did he talk about the pastime of Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj?
No, he didn't talk about at all Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj.
Okay, so if it is okay with you, we will discuss about Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj. So, sannyas, there is
brahmachari ashram, there is grihastha ashram, there is vanaprastha, and there is sannyas. And sannyas is also of different types. There are parivrajakacharya, sannyasis, and there are paramhamsa, sannyasis. Paramhamsa is the last stage. And there are some bhajananandi, paramhamsas. They are on the topmost spiritual level of realization. They are uttama adhikaris, but they are bhajananandis, which means they are blissfully engaged in their own bhajan, in their own sadhana, in their own seva to Krishna. And then there are goshtanandis. Goshtanandis are also exalted devotees who engage in preaching activity. Both are very exalted. For example, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was a Bhajananandi Babaji. He was a Paramahamsa devotee. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was also Bhajananandi. On the other hand, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was writing books, he was giving lectures, he was preaching, he was establishing Namahattas. He was doing preaching activity. So he was a Goshtanandi. And his son, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, he was establishing so many temples all across India. He was traveling. He was preaching. He was giving lectures. He was initiating thousands of disciples. So he is also Goshtanandi. So just see, they all belong to the same time, same era, but although they are all equally exalted spiritually, but they are so, externally they look so different. Bhajananandis and Goshtanandis. So it is said that in Navadvip, in Shridham Navadvip, there were three exalted Babajis. Babaji Vesh is a very special form of renunciation. You see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas from Keshav Bharati Maharaj. So when you take sannyas, you shave off your shikha. You do not wear dhoti the traditional way, but you just wrap it around the sannyas way. So you are only allowed to wear three pieces of cloth. One is a kopin to cover the private parts, which is like an underwear. Then there is a dhoti like cloth, which is wrapped around the lower body. That is a sannyas cloth. And then to cover the upper body, there is another small chadar called upavastra. So there is the kopin, there is the sannyas dhoti or sannyas cloth, and there is the upavastra. The sannyasi wears only these three pieces of cloth on his body. He carries a sannyas danda. In the Mayavad Sampradaya, Shankaracharya Sampradaya, it is a one danda, which means everything is one, we are all one, we are all God. Whereas in the Vaishnav Sampradaya, it has got three dandas, which means that with body, mind and words, we will engage in the service of Krishna. So three danda. It also means that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has got three aspects. Not just everything is one, but three aspects. There is Brahman, there is Paramatma and there is Bhagavan. Such a tridanda. So sannyasi is like that. Wear saffron colored cloths, three pieces of cloth. Now there is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this sannyas, where he carried a kamandalu, he carried a danda, sannyas danda, and he used to wear the sannyas dress. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the next generation was of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, Loknath Goswami. These Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were the next generation after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were also sannyasis. But just see their humility. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the first person in the Vaishnavas to take sannyas like that in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, and he wore the dress of a sannyasi. If Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami and other Goswamis also, when they took sannyas, if they also wore the sannyas dress and the danda of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then what will be the difference between them and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because everybody is supposed to respect sannyasis. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is walking, and next to him is Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. They are also wearing sannyas dress, saffron clothes. They are also wearing danda. They are also carrying kamandalu. So people will offer obeisances to all of them, respect them equally. This was unthinkable for the Goswamis. They were too humble. They said, no. Our beloved Gauranga Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas. How can we take sannyas? That is not right. Therefore, we will not take sannyas, otherwise people will consider us to be equal to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we will not take sannyas, but we will do something else. We will take a babashi, we will become babajis. Babaji Bhesh means you are a sannyasi, you are a renounced person, but you are not in the Varanashram system. In one sense. So you see, in Varanashram system, there are Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras. There are Brahmacharis, Grahasthas, Vanprasht and Sannyasis. But then what about Yavanas? What about Chandalas? What about Mlechas? Where are they in this Varanashram? Four Varanas and four Ashrams, where are they? The answer is, they are below the Varanashram system. Because Varanashram means you have to fall in these four social orders of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra and four spiritual categories of Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanprasth, Sannyasi. Either you have to fit in these four social or spiritual categories or you are not part of Varanashram. So these Chandalas, Mlechas, Yavanas, they were not officially part of the Varanashram. They were too fallen to be included in the Varanashram. So Brahmanas are the topmost spiritually. Kshatriyas are next. Vaishyas are next after that. And then the lowest is Shudras. They are the least spiritually developed, at least externally. So Mlechas, Chandalas, Yavanas are even below the Shudras. So they are the fifth class. So Shudras are fourth class, and then they are fifth class, sixth class, seventh class, like that. They are outcasts, outcast people, out of the Varanashram system. That is on the lower end. And then Babajis are a branch out from Sannyas Ashram. They are also not in Varanashram, because they don't follow Varanashrams, because some of these Babajis are Avadhut. So Avadhut Babaji is not having any regard for the rules and regulations of Varanashram. So there is Sannyas, which is very formal, very traditional. It is mentioned in the scriptures. And then devotees like Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, who don't want to be included in the same exalted category as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of their humility, they accept all the austerities of sannyas, like doing madhukari, living in the forest, wandering, traveling, preaching, sleeping under trees. They follow all the austerities, but they don't accept the respect that comes with sannyas. So they remain Babajis. They were just a cloth to cover the private parts, a kopin, and they just take a small discarded piece of cloth, some white or dirty white cloth, and they wrap it around their lower bodies as a loin cloth. That's it. So they are Babaji's. They are not sannyasis in the true sense, but they take all the austerities of sannyas ashram. And when a Babaji shows complete renunciation and disregard for varnashram system, that Babaji is called avadhut. Avadhut means one who does not have, one who does not follow the rules and regulations of varnashram. So avadhut is also out of the varnashram, and but that's on the higher end. And on the lower end of the spectrum, we have yavanas, mlechas, and chandalas, who are also out. So there are three Babajis in the era of Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the 19th century. One was Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Second was Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And then there was Avadhut Babaji Maharaj. And that is Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj. So Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj, he lived in the 19th century. He was born in Bangladesh and he came to Navadvip, and he lived in a very secluded place under a tree on the banks of Ganga. Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj, he accepted the Babaji Bhesh from Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj was a completely self-realized pure devotee, Paramhamsa devotee, who was continuously, constantly, non-stop engaged in intimate service to Gaur Nitai. And therefore, as a natural consequence of being 100% engaged in Krishna consciousness and Krishna's direct service, therefore, he was oblivious to society. So as an avadhut, he was even one step further. So he was only wearing kopin, nothing else. So just a discarded piece of cloth that someone had discarded, it was actually from a crematorium. He just took it and tied it around his private areas, private parts, as a kopin. That's all he used to wear. He never bothered to shave his hair. He never bothered to shave his face. So he had beard, mustache, his hair on the head also was overgrown, and externally he appeared very unclean and unkempt. But internally he was fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And someone had gifted him two sets of deities, Radha Govinda Dev, metal deities, small deities, and Gaur Nitai. So he had two cloth bags, again, cloth just discarded by somebody. He had fashioned it into a something like a jholi, not even a bag, a jholi. And in one jholi, he would keep Gaur Nitai. In the other bag, he would keep his Radha Govinda, Radha Krishna deities, metal deities, brass deities, small deities. And he would, wherever he would go, he would carry them with him. Around his neck. He would put that jholi around his neck and he would go. And whenever he would see a peepal tree, vata, he would remember Vamshivat from Vrindavan. That Krishna stood under a Vamshivat tree and he played his flute and he invited all the gopis. So he would become mad in ecstasy just looking at a vata, peepal tree. So under a peepal tree on the bank of Ganga, in the holy dham of Mayapur, Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj lived. He would sleep under the tree. In the morning he would wake up. He would go to Ganga, take his bath. He would come back. He would take out his Gaur Nitai and Radha Krishna deities from the jholi. Some people had donated him some brass pots. So he would bring some water from Ganga and he would bathe his deities. Then he would sing to them, chant to them, and he would keep them under the peepal tree. And then he would say, now let me go and get some flowers for you. All the time, Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj used to be talking to his deities. Now wait here, okay? I'm going to go and get some flowers for you. Just be patient. I'll be right back. And then he used to go. Now imagine, he's living alone with his deities. He has no disciples. He has no family members. He has no so-called friends. And he's talking to his deities. So when the passerby people saw him, they misunderstood. They thought, he's some schizophrenic, he's some mad person who's just talking like this to himself. This is how very exalted devotees can be misunderstood sometimes. So he would tell his deities, you wait, okay, I'm going to get some flowers for you. And then he would just go around in Mayapur, so many natural, in the forest, so many flowers grew. He would pluck flowers and he would bring them. And then he would sit in front of them and he would make a garland of those flowers. He would make one garland for each deity. And then, now the deities have taken their bath, he would offer them a garland. Then he would say, now come with me. Let's go and get some food for all of you. So he would put his Gaur Nitai and Radha Krishna in his jholi, put it around his neck, and he would go from door to door, and he would ask, beg for little fruit, some vegetables. And sometimes he would find some fruits and vegetables in the forest also. He would take that. And he would, so many tulsi plants used to be growing. He would pluck some tulsi leaves and he would come back. And then he would say, okay, now you wait, okay? I'm going to wash all the vegetables and fruits for you. I'm going to wash the rice which we have got. So you now wait, I'm going to cook for you. He would be talking like this constantly to his deities. Then he would get some more Ganga Jal in the pot and he would carefully wash each and every vegetable very nicely. He would not leave any dirt on the vegetables. And then each and every grain of rice he would inspect very closely to make sure that it was good. He would wash the rice and then he would cook the rice. He would just make a fire with some dried sticks in the forest and he would light a fire and he would cook in one of those brass pots which some people had donated to him. He would cook the rice and then slowly, you know, small fire, it would take a long time to cook. He would cook finally. And then, if some devotees have donated him some salt, something, some spices, he would put, otherwise nothing, just plain rice. Rice, vegetables and fruits he would offer to his Gaur Nitai and Radha Govinda. And then he would tell them, now eat. Come on, eat. Just like Raghunandan, you heard in the morning from Mahavishnu Prabhuji, how Raghunandan used to feed his Gopinath. Similarly, Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj would tell his deities, come on now, eat. Gaur Nitai, eat. Radha Govind, come on, eat now. And he would feed them. Constantly talking to them. He would tell them stories. He would sing bhajans for them. Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj loved to sing bhajans of Narottam Das Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So he would sing to the deities as they ate. And some devotees, they noticed the genuine devotion of Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj. Because after feeding them, so by the time he cooked his bhoga, he came back from Madhukari, cooked his bhoga, washed the vegetables, fruits, rice, everything. It used to be almost evening time. So since morning, the deities have not eaten anything, and Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj also has not eaten anything. The first meal has been cooked and it is evening now. And then he would feed them. And after feeding, he would talk to them, he would sing for them, he would do kirtan for them. In this way, he would be constantly engaged in their service. And the whole night, he used to do kirtan with them. Practically very late in the night, he would take rest. And again, very early in the morning, he would wake up. Barely he used to take rest. So seeing his devotion, some devotees came together and they built a kutir for him. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was always involved in somehow assisting and serving Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj. Knowing him to be a Paramhamsa Avadhut. So Bhajan Kutir was built on the bank of Ganga for Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj. And Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj, for the sake of Gaur Nitai and Radha Govinda, he accepted. So he moved Gaur Nitai and Radha Govinda inside that small, simple, very simple thatched hut, that Kutir. And whatever 2-3 brass pots he had for them, he moved those pots also inside. But the kutir had no door, no locks, no latch, nothing. And he would live alone with his deities and continue with the schedule that we just described. That was his bhajan, sadhana. So see, being an avadhut, he was not following any regulative principles as such, that okay, I have to chant particular number of rounds.
Sankhya purvaka namagana matibhi kalavasani kritau nidrahara viharaka divijatau chatyanta dinau chayau radha krishna guna smriter madhurima nande namattalikau vande rupa sanatanau raghuyugau shri jiva gopalakau.
So six Goswamis of Vrindavan, sankhya purvaka nam, they would chant their minimum japa, whatever Raghunath Das Goswami is to chant 128 rounds minimum every day. So the Goswamis, they had minimum standard 128 rounds they would chant every day. Sankhya purvaka. Sankhya means fixed number. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that avidhi purvakam. Ye api anna devata bhakta, yajante shraddhanvita, te api mam eva kaunteya, yajante avidhi purvakam. So that's avidhi purvakam. This is sankhya purvakam. Means in a very regulated way, they would do their fixed sankhya of nam. Like for us, it is 16 rounds minimum. So the Goswamis of Vrindavan used to have fixed sankhya to chant of Naam. But Vamsidhar Babaji Maharaj had no such regulations because he was avadhut. But 24 hours a day he was engaged in Krishna consciousness. He would talk to them, sometimes he would cry, sometimes he would laugh. Always absorbed, because Gaur Nitai and Radha Govind were actually performing Leela in front of him. He was absorbed in the eternal Leela. His body was here in the material world, but his consciousness was in the spiritual world. That was Vamsidhar Babaji Maharaj. So then what happened? Now he has a bhajan kutir. And always, you know, there is poverty in this world. Always there are thieves in this world. Always there are robbers in this world. Now if somebody, out of love and respect, gifts expensive metal pot to Vamsidhar Babaji Maharaj for his service to his deities, a thief can just take it and use it for himself, or just sell it for something. At least he will get something, some value. And Vamsidhar Babaji Maharaj was an easy target. Little Babaji, non-violent, Krishna-loving Babaji, just living alone, goes out for Madhukari every day, leaving the pots and pans in the hut, in the kutir. The kutir has no door, has no locks. He was an easy target for the rogues and rascals. So sometimes when he would go for Madhukari, robbers and thieves would come into his hut and steal the pots that some pious people had donated to him so that he could cook for his Gaur Nitai and Radha Govinda. And when Vamsidhar Babaji Maharaj would return to his kutir, he would find that the pots are gone, they are missing. Sometimes he would go for Madhukari, now that his deities had a hut, a house to stay, he would leave them in the hut. Okay, why you want to come in the sun with me? It's very hot outside. You stay here. I'm going to go. I'm going to do some Madhukari. I'll beg for some food for you, and then I will come and cook for you. You wait here in the house. This is your house, okay? And you are responsible for this house. Don't let anybody come and steal. He would tell the deities like this. And then he would go on Madhukari alone, now that he had a bhajan kutir. But thieves and robbers would come into his bhajan kutir, and they would steal the pots. Anything of value, they would steal. So one day, when Vamsidhar Babaji Maharaj had gone to the village for Madhukari, somebody broke into his bhajan kutir and stole both the brass pots in which he used to cook for Gaur Nitai. When he returned, he saw that the pots are missing. Now how am I going to cook for you? You both brothers, Gaur and Nitai,
You are very naughty. You have special affection for the residents of Navadvip. You consider them to be your own people. Because you are Navadvip Chandra, you are Mayapur Chandra, all the residents of Navadvip Mayapur are very dear to you. But I am myself, I am from East Bengal. No, I am not Navadvip Vasi. So you treat me like an outsider. You don't favor me. And you favor all these residents of Navadvip. You give away your pots to them. Now how will I cook for you? Okay, today as a punishment, both of you, Gaur and Nitai, you are not going to get any food. It is your responsibility. You should have taken care of your pots. Carelessly you have given them to some Navadvip Vasis. Now you better get it back. Get your pots back so I can cook for you. Otherwise you fast and watch how Radha and Govinda eat. I am going to feed them. I am going to cook for them. And both you brothers, you'll fast today. Like this he used to talk. He used to chastise his Gaur Nitai deities. And that day he chastised them so much that Nityananda Prabhu got scared. Nityananda Prabhu also is avadhut. He got scared of Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj. So he inspired that thief to return his pot. So that evening, that thief on his own, Nityananda Prabhu is Paramatma in his heart. He just came and quietly he put that pot outside the Bhajan Kutir and ran away. Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj saw the pot. So he immediately recognized, this smaller pot, this is Nitai's pot. Nitai, good boy. Very good. You have got your pot back. You will get prasad tonight. But your brother, Gauranga, he is not going to get anything. He has to get his pot first. And Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj used to do what he said. So he took Nityananda Prabhu's pot, washed it, and cooked bhoga for Nityananda Prabhu. And he fed Nityananda Prabhu. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu's face became very sad. What is this? Nitai is getting fed and I am not getting fed. And he made a very sad face. Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj looked at him and he said, why are you making a sad face now? Go and get your pot. I will cook for you also. So suddenly the thief came again and he returned the second pot also. So again Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj looked at the pot. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pot. This is my Nimai's pot. Okay. Now you will get food. So then he cooked second time. This time for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and fed him. And after feeding both of them that night, Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj started crying. He said, don't you know, I have become old now. I am an old man. Why do you trouble me like this? Do you think I like to keep you hungry? No, I want to feed you. But if you take away the pots, how is this old man going to cook? I need the vessels to cook for you. So you both need to become responsible and take care of your things. And don't let anybody come and steal your things. Okay? Like that. He had a very, very personal relationship. It was real. More real than real. Just like Raghunandan Thakur. How he used to. So see, this is the point I was trying to make. Externally, Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj is a avadhut. Externally, Raghunandan Thakur comes from a very nice, educated family. Father is a doctor, physician, Mukunda Prabhu. Very nice, you know, family. Educated, cultured. And Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj is a avadhut Babaji. But internally, the quality of their devotion is the same. Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj does not feed Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Gauranga Mahaprabhu makes a sad face. Raghunandan Thakur tells Gopinath, eat! And he says, Are Baba, I don't have to eat like humans. I can just see with my eyes and I can eat. All my senses can do the work of all other senses. 5-year-old Raghunandan said, I don't understand all that philosophy.
of Brahma Samhita, you keep it to yourself. I want you to eat. He says, okay, Baba, I will eat. So he comes down and he eats. Just see, the quality of bhakti is same, but externally they are so different. Once, Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj was sitting in the evening and singing bhajans to his Gauranitai and Radha Govinda. And suddenly, a fisherwoman came. She had heard that he is a great sadhu. So she came and she told that today I have caught some very, very tasty, delicious fish. It's a very rare catch in the Ganga. But today I am lucky. I caught some very, very succulent, very juicy, very tasty fish in my net. Can I offer them to your deities? Sadhuji, will you accept it? So Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj looked at that fish. And he was in his own meditation. He was in his own trance. And devotees would generally bring fruits and grains and vegetables for him to cook for his deities. And generally it was Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur who would send all these supplies through one of his brahmachari disciples from the local Gaudiya Mutt. So Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj would accept it. But today suddenly this Mataji came, fisherwoman, and she offered fish. So without thinking twice, he was half in his meditation, half in his own sadhana bhakti, his own thoughts, his own seva. And he looked at that fish as if it was some vegetable or fruit. And he was about to accept it from that woman, fisherwoman. And suddenly realized, oh, this is fish. So he told that lady that, no, I cannot accept this, go away. Don't bring fish. It is not allowed. That woman went away. And then Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj with very angry eyes looked at Gauranitai. And he told them, Gauranitai, I almost accepted that fish for you. I was about to accept it for you. How could my heart become attracted to non-veg? How could my heart become attracted to fish? How is it possible? I have given my life to you. I have given up my family. I have given up everything just for you. I am totally surrendered to you. And you cannot even protect my consciousness? You cannot even protect my mind? Today I will punish you. Because of you, I almost had a fall down. I almost offered you fish. And it is your duty to protect your devotee. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. Your duty to protect my consciousness. Your duty to make sure I don't fall down spiritually. But you are not doing your duty. Both of you are going to be punished today. Now he's yelling and screaming at his devotees at his deities like this. And there is a big crowd of devotees outside. Hearing that inside the bhajan kutir, Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj is screaming and scolding his Gauranitai, a crowd of people collected outside his hut. And soon enough, Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj emerged out of his bhajan kutir. He had Gauranga Mahaprabhu in one hand and Nityananda Prabhu in another hand. And he told them very sternly, today both of you will be punished for not protecting my mind from Maya. He took a rope and he tied it around their waist. He tied both Gaur and Nitai, just like Mother Yashoda had tied Damodar. Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj tied Gaur Nitai with a rope and he took them to Ganga. And in front of all the villagers, Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj chastised Gauranitai. You cannot protect me. You cannot protect your servitor. You cannot protect my mind. How could you allow my mind to become attracted to something as abominable as fish eating? Both of you will be punished. You will get no food.
I'm going to tie you up and you are going to be punished. If you cannot protect your own devotee, don't live in this hut. I'm going to throw you into Ganga. And Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj picked up Gaur Nitai and threw them deep into the Ganga. He had tied them to the rope and he had both the ropes in his hand. But Gaur Nitai were thrown in the Ganga. And then he took that rope which was tied to Gaur Nitai, he put it on the ground and he put his foot on that rope and he was standing with both his hands on his waist. And there were Gaudiya Math brahmacharis who were watching this. And they had seen that their spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Srila Prabhupada, used to offer Dandavat Pranams to Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj from a distance. He would send some rice and fruits and vegetables to him through his brahmachari disciples. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur never encouraged any of his disciples to associate with Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj. But when the brahmachari saw this, they came running to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But Guru Maharaj, do you know what happened? Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj has tied his Gaur Nitai with a rope. He is scolding them and he has thrown them into the Ganga. And he has put that rope which is tied to their waist under his foot and he is standing there, still scolding and angry at them. And Gaur Nitai are underwater. What to do? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told his disciples, do not go near Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj. Do not associate with him. So all the Gaudiya Math devotees, they stopped going near Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj. They stopped associating with him. Few days passed. By this time, Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj's temper had cooled down and he had pulled Gaur Nitai outside Ganga, out of the Ganga, and resumed their seva. But few days passed and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur called his disciples and told them, I know some of you are thinking that I have forbidden you from associating with Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj because I feel that he has fallen into Maya. But it is not so. The reason I have told all of you not to associate with Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj, not to go near Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj, is because you are not qualified to understand his bhav. You are not qualified to understand the mood of his bhajan and his seva. Therefore, you will judge him. You will misunderstand him. And you will criticize him. And if you criticize Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj, you will fall down. Therefore, to protect you, I forbade you from going near him and associating with him. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained that in the beginning stages of bhakti, there are rules and regulations which are meant to protect us. These rules and regulations are meant to take us to higher levels of devotional understanding and devotional realization. And when we become really advanced, the rules and regulations don't apply. But for a new devotee who is still following and who should be following the rules and regulations, when they see such an advanced devotee who is not following rules and regulations, they tend to judge those highly elevated devotees and try to apply their rules and regulations, which are meant for a neophyte stage, on these very advanced devotees. And as a result, they misjudge them and they criticize them and fall down. Therefore, my dear disciples, I have forbidden you from going near Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj. He is a pure devotee, but you will not be able to understand his bhav. Therefore, it is said, it takes one to know one. When Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur one day went near Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj and offered him his obeisances from a distance, Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj looked at Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and loudly said, "Today, somebody who is very dear to my Gaura has come to meet me." In the middle of his meditation, in the middle of his transcendental conversation with his deities, without even seeing that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had come and was offering obeisances from outside, Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj could immediately understand, because he had a heart-to-heart communication with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So such is our parampara. Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj took Babaji Bhesh from Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who is one of the acharyas in our line. So such is the greatness of our Vaishnava Sampradaya. And on their disappearance days, we should hear about such great exalted souls. Because by hearing about them, simply by hearing about devotees like Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj, Raghunandan Thakur, simply by hearing, these are not just stories that happened 100 years ago, 200 years ago, or 500 years ago. Just by hearing these activities of these great souls, our hearts will become purified. 100%, there is no doubt about this. Our contaminated hearts will become purified just by hearing about these great souls and appreciating them. Appreciating them, taking inspiration from them. We will become purified. And by their mercy, someday, either in this life or the next, we will get entrance into such higher moods of devotional service. It is just a matter of time. All we have to do is follow the process that Srila Prabhupada has given us. Chanting minimum 16 rounds regularly, following the four regulative principles, being in the association of devotees, avoiding the 10 nama pradhs, 10 offenses against the holy name, to the best of our ability, and always remaining under the shelter of devotees. Thank you all very much. Srila Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj ki jai. Srila Raghunandan Thakur ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrit ki jai. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His Holiness Jayapada Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful. Wonderful. Excellent class. Vedana class katha. Very wonderful. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Komodaki Mataji. My humble obeisances to you. Hare Krishna.
Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for that story, was told so expertly. I was just curious, though, how did Vamshidas Babaji leave his body?
It is described that he left his body now in Shravan month in Navadvip Mayapur. And I don't know the exact year. I know in 1943 he came back from Vrindavan Parikrama. He went on a pilgrimage
where he went to Prayag, he went to Ayodhya, he went to Vrindavan, Mathura, and then he walked back to Mayapur. And after that, he left his body, but the details I do not know, Mataji.
So he was alive as late as 1943?
Yes, yes. He went on a tour to Vrindavan 1941, 1943. Sometimes he used to walk. Sometimes he used to take ox cart. Sometimes he even traveled in the British Railway, in the trains. And he was a contemporary of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Mm-hmm. Well, wow. Okay. Thank you so much for this.
Hare Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much, Prabhu. We are very, very indebted to you for such beautiful narrations. It was very, the pastimes that you spoke of was like very, very beautiful and helps us absorb very nicely in the thoughts of these wonderful Vaishnavas. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you for all the effort that you put in. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prithivilasini Mataji. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Gaurangi Mataji, also.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful lecture. Actually, I have one question, and I am hesitating if I should ask or not. It is regarding Vamshi Bhat Babaji only. So, shall I ask, Prabhuji?
Yes, Mataji, you can ask. Ishwari Kumari Mataji. Dandvat Pranam.
Dandvat Pranam, Prabhuji. So, Prabhuji, when I read his story, I felt like he is like a staunch devotee of Krishna and he has different bhava. So I was like thinking ki if means like such devotee comes on this planet Earth and they are like living at secluded place and they don't have any connection to this material world. So I don't, I was thinking ki why means like Krishna sent them to this world. If they don't want to stay here in this material world, they are like already Siddha devotee. So why do they come here? That's a very nice question.
So basically your question is that we have two types of devotees, Bhajananandi and Goshtanandis. Goshtanandis, we can understand that they are preaching. So they have a mission in this world. But what about Bhajananandis? They are just living a life of seclusion. So, is that a question, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yeah. So, this is very simple to understand. So, Bhajananandi devotees, Paramahamsa devotees, like Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj and Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj, they come to this world simply for two reasons. One, to demonstrate the higher realms of bhakti, beyond Vaidhi Bhakti and beyond Raganuga Bhakti. Under Sadhana Bhakti, there are two categories. Vaidhi Bhakti, rules and regulations, and Raganuga Bhakti, spontaneous Bhakti. And beyond Sadhana Bhakti, which means beyond Vaidhi Bhakti and beyond Raganuga Bhakti, there is a third category of Bhakti, which is called Ragatmika Bhakti. To demonstrate this, Ragatmika Bhakti means somebody who has already achieved his Siddha Swarup. Achieved in the sense, somebody who has already realized his or her Siddha Swarup in the spiritual world, knows what one's eternal service is to Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world, and living a life in this world in that capacity. That is called Prayojan. Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. So when someone has already attained Prayojan, which is the ultimate goal of human life, as exemplified by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Maharaj, that is called Raghatmika Bhakti.
like Raghunath Das Babaji, Raghunath Das Goswami, once he, after Rupa Goswami, so after Mahaprabhu left, he left Neelachal and he came to Vrindavan because he wanted to jump from top of Govardhan and give up his life. But Rupa and Sanatan Goswami told him that you are the only person from Neelachal who has witnessed the Antya Leela of Mahaprabhu. So please stay with us as our brother. And every evening, please give us a class on the Antya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, as you have witnessed with your own eyes, as you have read in the personal diary of Swarup Damodar Goswami, who was your Shiksha Guru. Please share with this world. Otherwise, the world will never know the Antya Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Swarup Damodar Goswami left this world immediately after Mahaprabhu left. He could not bear separation. Ramananda Rai has become a madman. He is staying in the house of Sarvam Bhattacharya and both of them are talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu day and night. They have lost all sense of consciousness, external consciousness. So who knows now the Leela, the Antya Leela of Mahaprabhu? It is you only, Raghunath Das Goswami. You are the last person who stayed in Gambhira and who witnessed every night the Antya Leela of Mahaprabhu. So please talk. Please talk to us. Tell us. Don't give up your life. Your life is too precious. Mahaprabhu wants to use your life. So then he used to give classes for 3 hours every day. After finishing his 128 rounds of japa, he would give class for 3 hours at least every evening on the banks of Radhakund. And hundreds of Gaudiya Vaishnavas used to come and hear, including Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Jiva Goswami. They used to all come and hear from Raghunath Das Goswami. And in that crowd also was a 90-year-old man, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj, who took notes when Raghunath Das Goswami used to speak. And based on those notes, this Chaitanya Charitamrita has been written. So this Raghunath Das Goswami, when Rupa and Sanatan Goswami also left this world, for whom he was speaking on the banks of Radhakund every evening, now they are also gone. What is the use of living? Raghunath Das Goswami also became more and more renounced. He gave up eating and drinking. Nothing he used to eat. Every other day, sometimes devotees would bring on a little palm leaf, little bit in a leaf cup, little bit chas, and he used to drink that. And sometimes he would not even drink that. He gave up sleeping. 24 hours a day he was engaged in chanting Naam, writing beautiful compositions on the banks of Radhakund, speaking on the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was completely absorbed as a manjari in Goloka Vrindavan, in his Nitya Seva. And one day he got stomach upset. His stomach started hurting. So they called a Vaidya, and the Vaidya saw Raghunath Das Goswami, and he gave a diagnosis that he has got indigestion due to excessive consumption of sweet milk, sweet rice, kheer. So the devotees thought this Vaidya is a quack. He doesn't know what he's talking. We are with Raghunath Das Goswami 24 hours a day. He eats a palm full of buttermilk, drinks a palm full of buttermilk maybe every other day or every third day or sometimes not even that. Excessive drinking of sweet rice? What nonsense. You're talking through your hat. But Raghunath Das Goswami told the devotees that no, don't talk like that to the Vaidya. He's right. My indigestion is because of excessively drinking sweet rice. And they were all shocked. Sweet rice? You? You have not had anything but little chas in years. Who brought you sweet rice? So Raghunath Das Goswami was very humble, but he revealed to his inner circle of devotees that actually I was cooking in my meditation sweet rice for Radha and Krishna. After it was ready, I handed it over to Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. And Rupa Manjari gave it to Lalita Sakhi. And Lalita Sakhi gave it to Radha and Krishna. And Radharani offered it to Gopinath. And after Gopinath had, he gave it back to Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani gave it to Lalita Devi and said, give it to the little Manjari who made it. And through Rupa Goswami, it came, through Rupa Manjari, it came back to me. Radha and Krishna's Mahaprasad. And I drank and I went into ecstasy as I tasted it. It had become so nectarian. And I drank and I drank and I drank. And Rupa Manjari was feeding me and feeding me and feeding me. And that's why I got tummy upset. That's why I got indigestion. This is Ragatmika Bhakti. It is beyond Raganuga Bhakti. So the first reason these Bhajanandi devotees come is to demonstrate what is Prayojan. What is Ragatmika Bhakti? What is the higher realm of devotional service where we have a personal relationship with Krishna and we have our eternal service to Krishna? That is number one. But this can be understood by a select few people. This is not the main reason why Krishna sends Bhajanandi devotees into the material world. The second and the real reason why Krishna sends Bhajanandi devotees into the material world is to give their blessings. I will conclude by saying two things. Number one, when these Paramhamsa devotees simply cast their glance at us, just by looking at us, they can award us the highest perfection of human life. They are so powerful and so merciful. Second is, Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj was very strict about one thing. He would never let anyone touch his feet, because he did not consider himself to be a guru or a great person. He would not allow anyone to touch his feet, his lotus feet. But one Gaur Purnima, it was the Purnima when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip, Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj became so ecstatic, that on the next day, the day of the festival of Jagannath Mishra, the day after Mahaprabhu's appearance, he was in such a transcendentally ecstatic mood that he forgot about his own rule. And he allowed all the Navadvipasis, all the devotees who had come to take his darshan and celebrate Gaur Purnima. On the next day after Gaur Purnima, on Jagannath Mishra festival day, Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj allowed all the devotees to take the dust from his lotus feet. And all the devotees were coming, that today Babaji Maharaj is giving us dust from his feet. Vaishnava Charan Renu, one of the three most powerful substances in the creation, Mahabal, as Mahaprabhu had declared in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So they came and they took dust from his lotus feet. So these blessings that these Bhajanandi devotees gave are supremely powerful. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada was asked, we read about all these great acharyas, but I am not able to understand one thing. What is the contribution of Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj? Because we see, Narottam Das Thakur in our sampradaya, he contributed so much, wrote so many bhajans, preached so much. Balde Vidya Bhushan wrote such a nice commentary on Vedanta Sutra, Govinda Bhashya, so many contributions. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur made so many contributions. We can understand all that. But what is the contribution of a Bhajanandi devotee like Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj? Srila Prabhupada smiled and simply replied, the contribution of Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj to this world is Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtottara Sharda Shri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. That is his contribution to this world. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had chanted 192 rounds every single day in the holy abode of Navadvip Dham, sitting near Yogapit, the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every single day, rain or shine, he would sit with an umbrella in his left hand and Japamala in the right hand in one posture, chanting 192 rounds every single day. 3 lakh names every single day for 10 years until he completed 1 billion naam. Sankhya Purvaka Naam Gana. He had committed to that Sankhya. 1 billion names I will chant in Navadvip Mayapur before I preach. I don't want to become a preacher unless I have chanted 1 billion names of Krishna in Navadvip. And he calculated, in 10 years or 9 years, he would have to chant 192 rounds like Haridas Thakur every single day. He did it. Still he considered himself a fallen soul. We chant 16 rounds and we feel, why my spiritual master is not initiating me? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was a devotee from his birth. He was a son of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He chanted 192 rounds every single day for 10 years. And still Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj refused to initiate him. Then finally, he would tell so many things. He would say, let me ask Mahaprabhu, then I will ask him. If he wants me to initiate you, then I will initiate you. You go, Baba. Then Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur would come back. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur had told him that you have to take Diksha, Mantra Diksha, from Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He is your guru. He is a Paramhamsa. Your life will be perfect. So without receiving Diksha from Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was considering his life to be useless, a failure. He was feeling lost in spite of having a father like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in spite of chanting 192 rounds for 10 years. We chant 16 rounds for 2-3 years and we start jumping. I want initiation. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, just look at his example. When he went, Babaji Maharaj, please accept me as your servant. My father has ordered that I have to surrender my life to you. Please give me Mantra Diksha. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj said, I told you, no. First I have to ask Mahaprabhu. You come back later on. Again he went away. Again he come back. Did you ask Mahaprabhu? Did you meet Mahaprabhu? Yes, I met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes, yes. Did you ask him about me? About you? No, I forgot to ask about you. Go away. Just see. He met Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu spoke to him, but he forgot to ask about Bimala Prasad. But still, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur did not say that, you know, let me go to some other, there are so many devotees, let me go to some other devotee. Neither, kya karu abhi? I tried. Not like that. Once you have given your heart, it is like a marriage. No. Chakshu dana dila jai, janme janme prabhu sai. You are my prabhu birth after birth. I am married to you. I have given my heart. Beyond marriage. Marriage is for this life. But guru disciple, guru shishya is eternal relationship. Then Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, on another meeting, he said, Baba, how can I initiate you? You are such a learned scholar. You have written a commentary on astrology called Surya Siddhanta. You are such a learned professor, this and that. Kings are inviting you to give talks and you are such a scholar. You know so many languages. I cannot even write my own name. I am unpad, I am illiterate. What can I initiate you? Can you imagine how heartbroken Bimala Prasad must have been? This is how my guru is talking to me. He thinks that I am very great and he thinks that he is fallen. His heart was completely broken. But still, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur did not dare to preach until he got the wholehearted blessings of his spiritual master. Then finally, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj called him, just said, I was testing you. You have passed the test. Here, I initiate you. And he gave him mantra, gave him initiation, gave him full blessings, told him, go and preach the message of Mahaprabhu. Go. That blessing is the contribution of these Bhajanandi devotees, like Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Vamshi Das Babaji Maharaj. Their blessings, they come to this world to bless us with their example, with their bhajan, and with their ashirvad. Does that make sense, Ishwari Kumari Mataji?
Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful explanation. That was very nice, really. Please, Prabhuji, bless me so that I would develop that taste of hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita.
You already have, Mataji. Who am I to bless?
This is because just because of your blessing, I have little, but I want more. I need more prayers.
Good, good. Maintain that hunger. Maintain that lavalyam. Very nice. No. Because of your eagerness, because of the eagerness of all of you, I am able to speak few words. Krishna makes my tongue vibrate for the sake of all of you. So thank you. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Koti koti udanvat pranam eti adi gadadar prabhu. Thank you very much. We are not qualified, Prabhu. But you take us in dham and all the leelas, Sisi Gaurnita Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, and how nicely you explain us. It's such too hard, Prabhuji. Day to day, trust me, I am not so sincere to read Sisi Chaitanya Charamrita, but by Prithvi Vilasani Gopi had me in this group and I started to read. Prabhuji, It's increase our taste to read Sisi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Charanamrita. That was pranam to your seva, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai.
Thank you, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Priti Vilasini Mataji added me also to this group. So I also voiced this. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhuji, we Gujarati people read Sisi Bhagavatam from childhood, but not Sisi Chaitanya Charanamrita. So all that goes to Prithvi Vilasini and all that goes to all preachers. Dandavat Pranam, Prabhu.
Thank you, Mataji. All glories to all the Gujarati devotees.
Please forgive me.
Prabhu? Hi, Krishna.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Yeah, just now you ended your answer by saying that the Babaji, they come for three things. It was bhajan, blessing, and it sounded like the last one was a Sanskrit word, like I spotted something. I couldn't get that last word.
You know, it's the same matter actually. It was a repetition. I said Ashirvad. It means the same thing as blessing.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, anyone else has any questions or comments for Prabhuji?
Mataji, this is Sita Priti Devi Dasi from Dallas. I'm so thankful to you for adding me to this group. I had always the intention that we should read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, hear it. And I don't know how I had joined this call and then I got added to this group. I'm so grateful to all of you. Like, your association is so wonderful. And thank you so much, Prabhuji, for having so patiently explained today. It's really wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji. We are very encouraged to have you on the group. Thank you so much, Mataji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to all the devotees on the call. So if no one else has any questions.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna. Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Chaitanya Charitamrita reading ki jai.